let you hear.
Hallelujah. But, you know, a couple of things happened during worship as we were, as the Lord was encouraging us to take it in, to soak in the Spirit. I was reminded of Jordan's letter before he deployed, and the title of it was "It's Time." And then he just wrote that after 4 years of ROTC, and he gave his list of all the stuff, that it was time for him to put into action everything that he had been trained to do, you know. And then the other thing was, is my uncle sent me a email today, and it had a picture of someone, and it's called a step of faith. And it's a guy standing like this on the edge of a cliff. Now, they've got a harness on him and stuff, but it's just a hole, you know, and it's just a stepping out into it. And I think with, well, you know, we're talking about eagles, and we're talking about prayer being just around the corner, and we're talking about these things and God's desire to bless America and God's response to faith. You know, without faith, it's impossible to please God. And we must believe that God is. And Mary said, Jesus is, you know. I mean, he is. And the awareness of that, you know, we can step into that at any time. It's time. It is time. You know, when I think about that, and I'll just go off on that just a little bit more, you know, I mean, For Vicky and I, you know, well, yeah, I guess it's okay. It's time. He's excited about it, and so I'm excited about it for him. I refuse to be fearful. I refuse to worry. I just simply declare that the Lord is for us. I know that if I worry or I am fearful, I can do him absolutely no good whatsoever. You know, I need to be. You know, the Bible talks about the simplicity of a child. My mother's got it. I'll tell you what now. She was excited that he was finally going to get out of that big Air Force base where he had to sleep in a great big tent. That she thought it would be better. I think we have her understanding now that it might not necessarily be better accommodations now where he's going now. But you know what? I mean, it's better because he's going further into what he really believes. And he believes that God is protecting him and God is for him. And I'm excited about the possibility of that. Because of the simple fact of just as he sees it as it's time for us as Christians to go to war. Yes. It's time for us to fight the good fight of faith. It's time for us to put aside childish things and get into this kingdom of God as God intends us to get into it. Mm-hmm. It is time. And, you know, it's always time, and we're all at different places in it, but it's time for us to go to that next place. It's time for us to desire that next place. There's so many Christians that don't even desire a next place. They aren't even sure they desire the place that they're at. And it's time. It's time for them to meet the challenge. It's time for us to meet the challenge. It's time. What does that have to do with He cares? Well, it has a lot to do with He cares. Because 2 weeks ago we talked about what's the big deal? The big deal about Moses not following God's plans exactly. What was the big deal with that? Well, there comes a time when little things become a big deal. There comes a time when we need to come to the place in our walk with Christ where we no longer just say, well, you know, God will forgive me. Yes, God will forgive me. But that shouldn't be our attitude. We shouldn't think anything's okay because, well, we can be forgiven. We should be like Bernie was about prayer. I want to get there. I want to get to that next place. I don't want somebody else to get there and then tell me how nice it is and then I can say, oh, wow, well, now I know about it. I want to get there. I want to step off the edge. I want to soar like the eagle. It's time that we as Christians realize that it matters. God cares. It does matter. It is a big deal. And so to say that he cares, he does care from that one standpoint too. You know, he cares about our laziness. He cares about us being lethargic. He cares about us leaving it up to somebody else. He cares about that. He's patient, but he cares. Don't ever think that he doesn't care. But more importantly than that, he cares. When I was singing to him today, I mean, all of a sudden I was... Well, I couldn't play anymore. I could only sit. Like I do when I have those kind of things, I have these little conversations with God about, oh man, Lord, I'm just reminded again how much money I spent to try to get this way. And I just got this way with a song to you. And I just had that, thing where God comes over you and you're just satisfied. Where everything is just wonderful. Where it can't get any better. Where everything else is just secondary. And I thought, how much God cares. And then I did. All of a sudden, I just thought, God, I am just so sorry, Lord, that there are so many people who just don't care about you. That just don't care at all. And just as quickly, all of a sudden, I'm going, oh, God, I'm so sorry for all the years that I just didn't care. I just didn't care. I grew up going to Sunday school. I didn't care. Sang all the songs. I didn't care. Got older. I really didn't care. Didn't make any difference. Not my mama's fault that I didn't care. I just didn't care. I had no need. I was pretty sufficient. I could do everything that I wanted to do. I could accomplish in sports what I wanted to accomplish. I could get through school. I could play music. I could do things. I could sing in church. I didn't care. I didn't know any better, but I just didn't care. It didn't make any difference to me. Even because of the fact that I knew that God existed, and when bad things would happen, and I would throw up my prayer, if something good happened, I didn't care. I didn't give God the glory for it, because I didn't care. I didn't care about Him, didn't figure He cared about me. I was observant enough to realize that there were some things that I did wrong in my life, and if there was such a thing as sin, and there was God who really hammered sin, I was a goner anyway. But I didn't care. I just didn't care. There's a lot of people who just don't care. And unfortunately, there's a lot of people who sit in churches that really don't care. They don't realize it. They wouldn't stand up and say, I don't care. But they never read the Bible. They don't really bother with prayer. They don't seek the Lord or call upon His name. They wonder a little bit about people who really do care. A little concerned about fanatical people. Now, that's one thing that I had to my credit. I didn't hold it against anybody that seemed to care. I did wonder what it, well, I guess I didn't even wonder. I didn't even care enough to wonder, except I do remember that I used to think it was odd that some people went to church more than once a week when I was trying to get out of once a week, because I didn't care. And I didn't have any reason to care. And I had really no reason to think that He cared. And so I'm sorry. I didn't care. And then one day, I came to understand that He cares. And I mean, He cares. And then I started to care. And when I cared a little bit, I found out He cared a whole lot more than I could care. And then I'd care a little bit more, and again, he would just dwarf the little bit of caring that I could think of. And he just kept getting better. And he kept showing more and more and more and more and more how much he cared. And then I would go through those times where, like Bernie talked about prayer, where I didn't know if I really cared anyway compared to how much he cared. What was my caring worth? What? That insignificance. And then he cares enough for both of us. He cares and he carries. And he keeps carrying, he keeps carrying. And then as I went on, I came to that realization that he cares for everybody. And so then you face those things that he cares for, and I face the thing that I was talking about. I face the fact that God cares about those people that might want to get my son. Well, I care if they come to Jesus. But I care more for my son. So I have some work to do in that area. You know? It's kind of like my favorite movie, Fiddler on the Roof, when they asked if there was a blessing for the Tsar. And he said, of course. May the Lord bless and keep the Tsar far away from us. And so that would be my prayer for the enemy. Now, I can pray for my enemies because most of my enemies aren't carrying guns wanting to get me. But, well, I don't know how to pray for them. But I know to say, God, you care about them. I know God does. And that's okay with me. I'm not going to be upset with God because he cares for somebody like that. Because he cared for me. Because you see, all the time that I just didn't care, he never stopped caring. And the times that I mocked him with my actions and my words, he still cared. He still saw something that nobody else could see. And so I can believe for that very thing in anyone and everyone else. He cares. You know? The PETA folks think that the rodeo people are absolutely the scum of the earth because you mistreat animals. They obviously have never watched bull riding. I think those boys like it. I think they enjoy it immensely. Well, I don't know. It's not their business. But we even care for them. Can you imagine that? God even cares for those people. Because somehow he can do it. And it's so easy. You know? When Peter was denying Jesus, he still cared about Peter. When the Pharisees were inciting the crowd to choose Barabbas, they were more comfortable with a murderer in their midst than with the King of Kings in their midst. There's something about, you know, I was thinking about, you know, you can be more a lot of people can be more comfortable around a prisoner than around a fanatical Christian. Because they can feel superior to the prisoner. Now, if that prisoner shows up on their doorstep, they might be a little more interested in the protection of God. But it doesn't make any difference in all of that. God still cares. Peter could say very easily, hey, just cast your cares on God. Cast all your worries on God. Put it all on God. He cares for you. Trust me, I know he cares for you. I denied his precious son 3 times, and he never stopped caring for me. He never stopped loving me. He just kept caring. God cares. And He cares about our spiritual growth. He would not say to grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ if He didn't care about it, if it wasn't important to Him. It's not just important to you and me. It is important to us. I mean, it's important. Don't forget the benefits that are involved in spiritual growth. It is important for us for our own benefit, but it's important to God because God cares. And we need to care how God feels. We really do. We need to get over the idea that, well, He's God. It just doesn't matter. Oh, no, no, no. Don't grieve the Holy Spirit by thinking that. Only a person who never bothered to pay any attention to the Word of God or pay any attention to the living Word preached would ever think that it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how we act. It doesn't matter how we respond to God. I mean, after all, He's got millions that like Him right? No. You and I, we're the most important person in our relationship with Him. And He cares about us. And He cares about us caring about Him. Because He knows His ways are above our ways and His thoughts are above our thoughts. He knows the benefits that you're going to miss if you don't care. And He's a Father, the ultimate Father. And fathers like to bless their children, folks. I guarantee you that in a moment, I would trade places with my son. If I had the opportunity to trade places with him, if there was a bullet coming at him and I could get there before the bullet got there, I would trade places with him, no problem. And my wife would allow it.
Your wife would be in front of you.
Yeah, probably. No, I don't know. Yes, she would, if she could. But you see, we care, and we need to care about God. We need to care about how God feels about us. We need to care about how God feels about others. We need to care about how God feels about relationships. We need to care. Young people need to care about how God feels about our morals. Adults need to care about it. We need to care about it enough to stop the stuff. We need to care about it like a little child that will talk to another little child and say, in heaven you get your own room. And the streets are paved with gold. And you won't need any gold. But it will be interesting. And all of that because God cares. See, I don't think that we think enough about how much God cares. Because if we did, then we would care enough to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. We would be willing to do whatever it takes. You know, I love that testimony, Bernie. You just kept fighting through until you got to the place where the Lord was able to say to you, okay, now let's work on you. Because you cared, because you wanted to keep going. See, we need to desire strongly the spiritual gifts. We need to desire to grow. We need to desire to be all that God has called us to be and do all that God has called us to do. That needs to be at the top of our list of everything else. Because then we have an overflow available. We have to care about this enough to put this where it belongs on our life's list at the top, above anything else that we can reach it with so we can't pull it back down. We need to come to that understanding. Jesus came to that understanding. That's why He said, don't you know I've got to do my Father's will? Don't you understand? You've got it. He told Peter, he said, man, all you can think about is this world's things. All you can think about is this stuff. You're thinking about how man looks at it. Don't you understand? We got to do what God wants. He cared about God's plan. Because he knew that God cared about him. And that God was able to complete the good thing that He had begun in him, and so is God able to complete the good thing that He's begun in you. How many of you have reached the end of what God wants to do in your life? Who here is complete?
We'd be dead, wouldn't we?
I have no idea. I don't think so. I think it's continuing in heaven. I'm not dying. I'm stepping into life. But well, you see, what I'm saying is until we are made complete in Christ, we're never there. We may plateau once in a while, but just around the corner, there's something else. Just when we think we're doing pretty good, somebody else comes up with something that was so simple. Why didn't I think of that? Folks, God cares. He cares so much that when you begin to care even a little bit, He'll start filling it all in. But the thing is, we got to care about the things that are most important. See, when God meets me when I am singing Him love songs, and then I can't sing anymore and I can't play anymore, you see, I enter into a place of not me being complete, but me being completely satisfied. Yeah. When I was in junior high, our band did the song, I Can't Get No Satisfaction. Mick Jagger, I know where it is, man. I know where it is. You know how many years he's been singing, I Can't Get No Satisfaction? You'd think he would just care enough to try to find it. And I pray he does. I just love to hear him do a remake. I found my satisfaction, you know. Because only the Lord can satisfy. And only the Lord can bring us from glory to glory to glory. And He cares enough to do it. So I'm sorry for all those years I just didn't care. And I guarantee you there is not one moment of any day for the last over 25 years that I have not cared about what God wanted. But I'm pretty sure that there have been times, I'm positive, that there are times when my thoughts, my words, and my actions have said otherwise, have displayed that I must not care too much. Or at the very least, displayed that I didn't bother to think about what God cared about. And I recognize that. But I don't want that to be a norm. And I don't want that to be something that I've now recognized and say, well, okay, sirrah, sirrah, I'm doing pretty good. You know, I mean, I'm doing pretty good. No, I don't think that that's pretty good if I'm saying things that say, I really don't care what God thinks about this. I should be able to stop it when I'm thinking. So then I should take the time to think, maybe. And I certainly shouldn't be doing and saying things that on one side I say, oh, I really care about God. And in my actions, people have to wonder if I really do. Oh, yes, I have a ways to go. I have a ways to go. I can pray for my enemies. I'll have to work on praying for my son's enemies. But I do care enough to find out from God how to do it. And I know that He cares. And folks, if we will just give some thought to how much He cares, how much He really cares, and not just from the standpoint of, boy, He cares and He's going to get us. Because if He wanted to get us, we'd be got. He's patient. He's abundant in mercy. He's gentle. He's loving. And He cares. Do we care? Are we willing to care in areas where maybe we haven't cared as much as we should? Are we prepared to enter into a caring ministry until we care like God cares? No. It doesn't take much. It doesn't take a lot when we do it with God. When we come to understanding, when we catch a nugget and we allow God to work it into our lives and allow that seed to grow up in us, it doesn't take much. Pretty soon, we just find that we're doing what God wants us to do because we started to care about the fact that He cared about it. And so wherever we are in our journey with the Lord, there's another step. There's another place. There's a closer place. There's a sweeter spot. There's another place that He's drawing us up to. The Lord is drawing you up. Just as He drew you into the kingdom, He's been drawing you ever since. Now, lots of times people just stop. Nobody ever starts intending to stop. Nobody starts intending to give up. The initial thrust is always dynamite. But I have seen so many people. I have seen people just look like they were drugged to an altar call. I mean, just glad to get there, weeping, excited, and the next day, hoping nobody talks to them about it. Because although at the time that they asked Jesus into their heart, they didn't intend to quit, somewhere in between that, they lost sight of it. And so that's why there come times where the Lord talks to us about how much He cares and how much He wants us to care. And He gives us just a little inoculation against laziness and a little shot of turbo to empower us. And then we leave and we decide whether we're going to shake it off and get over it, or whether we're going to ride to the buzzer. We will ride. Amen? Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm so grateful that You care. I'm so grateful that You cared when I could care less. I'm so grateful that You still care if I get careless. I'm so grateful that You continue to pour out Your Spirit, that You never give up on us, even when we try to give up on You, or even when we try to take a detour, or we try to go a different route, but there You are, Lord, because You care. Lord, transform us, not only to care about what You care about, but to care about it the way that You care. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.